Okay, we'll call the order. It's Monday, March 31st, 2025. We're meeting in the City of Viewmont Wells Special Service District's boardroom. In attendance is Kim Bastian, Judy Hamlin, Mikel Despain. So we can go Aaron Bradshaw, me, the chairman, Brent. Adam Kendall's here, Tracy Michaelis, Dean Powell's here, and water manager Alan Allred. Okay, item of on the agenda, we need to discuss and go over this word by word. So for what, resolution one? We'll go over it first. District resolution, a resolution of the City of Viewmont Wells Special Service Districts approving the adoption by the local building authority of the City of Viewmont Wells Special Service Districts, Utah, of a parameter resolution of authorizing not more than $550,000 lease revenue bond and related matters. Need to open this up for a discussion. Any of the you board members have any questions?
So it's only for $550,000?
For this one, correct, yeah. Up to.
Okay.
Not more. If there's no more discussion, we can have a motion to accept the resolution.
I make a motion to accept the resolution one as it has been read to us.
You could say district resolution.
District resolution one, yeah, as it has been read to us.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Judy seconded, okay. All in favor?
Aye. Oh, aye.
I gotta do this different. I have to do roll call. Okay, we'll go around the room. Kim, yes or no?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Mikel?
Yes.
Okay, Dean?
Yes.
Tracy?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Okay, motion is unanimous, motion carries. Okay, we will go to number two, authority resolution. It says a resolution of the local building authority of the City of Viewmont Wells Special Service District, Utah, calling a public hearing and authorizing notice of intent to issue not more than $550,000 of lease revenue bond, fixing the maximum interest rate, maturity, and discount of the bond and related matters. We'll open this one up for any discussion if there is any. If there is not any, we take a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the resolution, the authority resolution.
Okay, I'll second that.
Tracy second. Okay, we'll go around the room and do a roll call. Start over on Dean.
Yes.
Tracy.
Yes.
Adam.
Yes.
Kim.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
Mikel.
Yes.
Yes, motion is unanimous, motion carries. Is there any other discussion? If there is not, this was all the meeting was for, I'm sorry.
We got one little thing.
Okay, we'll go into.
Our Cedar View Montwell tank is not filling, it's just maintaining.
Okay, do you two have any idea why? Because I got a good idea why.
Well, one possibility is the clay valve is sticky. And so we might want to bring clay valve out to do an inspection on it and service them while they're here.
Okay.
And that may solve the problem. The other possibility is the rubber gets pressure adjustments, but we would still need to adjust the clay valves to match that so they would still be able to assist in getting that solved.
I would probably check with Roosevelt. Because that started, what, right then when they had the break?
But the thing is when I looked at it, at the SCADA-wise, our pressure has not decreased on our side. Their pressure has decreased, but our pressure has stayed pretty much within a pound or two.
Okay.
But our tank has dropped 6 feet, 7 feet of water, and what? Raised back up.
That'd be about 3 pounds.
Public can hear this stuff, yeah.
It should be raising. at least fluctuate.
Kim, you know what that pressure should be, don't you? Or can you still remember? Because we had to have that higher off the Cedar View turnoff to push that.
Right. That's why I'm wondering if it's not the Roosevelt problems with the pressure.
Yeah, if they
even
drop
even though
that,
this side's higher, we're not. Mm-hmm. The pressure's being created by our own tank pushing back.
That is very possible.
I'm just bringing up the SCADA data.
Is that not possible for that to do that? At certain times it would increase during the night or morning or whatever when there's less usage and it would push through our tank, but then in the daytime it'd be higher on ours?
Well, it's maintaining, which would mean it could be from our tank pushing backwards at the same consistent pressure, and we're not getting high enough pressure to
push it up.
Push it all over the end.
Push it in.
Yeah.
But the one thing is, though, is we are maintaining, so it is getting pressure enough to push in.
Yes.
Which is kind of curious, because if it's enough to push in, it should be enough to raise the level up to where it should be.
Yeah, it should at least be fluctuating some, a couple feet at least. But it's not even fluctuating any.
It's just staying level. Just.
Yeah, which isn't good.
What's used or what's not, it's just staying.
Yeah.
Can you maybe contact somebody at Roosevelt and get a pressure reading or update what they have the pressure and then go from there? Because it could be if they have even still had that pressure the same, probably is that clay valve.
So if their pressures are maintained, can we call clay valve and have them come out?
Yeah, I would, yeah, because it needs to be fixed. So it's been, what, 3 weeks now, a month?
Month,
yeah, so it'll start going stagnant probably. We just want to avoid that.
We're starting into the high usage times, and if we drop, then we could be in some trouble.
Yeah, upstream pressure was at 181, and the downstream was at 153 before the break. Now, after the break, we're at 155 upstream, 152 downstream.
So it might be on their end.
How much variation in the pressure from Roosevelt coming in?
It's almost 30 pounds.
30 pounds.
Almost 30 pounds, but ours is maintained within a pound or so.
30 pounds, right?
Yeah, drop on their end. Yeah, and they probably do not understand that. That's part of your maintenance stuff, so it's nothing we need to vote on. And that, just contact them and see. And it's in the contracts. They know it has to be that high, but that's some of the older ones there. If they got some of the younger workers may not understand that pressure has to be that high.
That's the fun part, is Roosevelt's not
speaking. I know. And that, well, call out some. We'll have to get with the city manager.
If you guys are okay with it, I'll go above. If I can't get somebody, I'll go above.
Yeah, it's because you need to maintain our system. Yeah.
Still can't get a hold of them, huh?
Still nothing from Sawyer, by the way.
Yeah, I would go to Kirby or all else, go to the city manager. Because we got to maintain our system so we don't have any issues on our water.
It's technical than clay valve is. I bet it's the pressure. It's got the valve guessing what to do.
Well, it was right then when the line broke, so some debris might have got into that little pilot valve.
And it's a tiny little rock that looks the exact same thing on our end. So it's kind of hard to determine whether it's their issue or an our issue, but I think we got to address their issue first.
You can tell.
And I can only pump that bolt every 3 months, I mean every 3 weeks, and it's up about 16 inches. Lately, it's only been up maybe 8 inches. So it's not making pay the bill.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the pilot itself. It could be tiny rocks inside the clay valve.
It could be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll notify
it. It doesn't take that much.
No.
I tore those apart.
A big piece of sand can do it.
Mm-hmm.
The leak, did you just turn the valve off or did you find it?
Well, he messed with the hydrant and the metal.
I went and opened the hydrant up. I shut the hydrant off, installed the leak. And
it's now just a mud There's mud there still, but we no longer need surface water.
No, it's going down every day. I go by it every day or once or twice. No, I think you've got the leak stopped.
I think it wasn't totally sealed because I was able to turn it maybe almost a full turn more.
Where was that valve at?
That's on 4,000 West, 5,000 North. Right there at that hydrant, it's on the corner.
Yeah.
And the water was coming up 50 yards to the
east. Okay, yeah. And that's been like that for 4 or 5 years, 6 years. Yeah. Okay, I have one thing. We're not going to vote on it or anything. You will be getting a text. We're going to do it by text. We have a payment request coming from the building contractor that they need, that they're going to need the funds released to them quickly so they can pay for the building and then have it transferred out here before the 24th of April. So at our board meeting, we're figuring it's not going to give them enough time to process that.
That was the 18th, and our board meeting is on the 16th.
Yes, that might be, because there was not enough time.
There wasn't enough time to do it.
Yeah, so we will be doing that by text, so we'll get a hold of you. If you don't respond,
it's going to be around $160,000.
Yeah.
That they need.
Pay for the building and some of the work that they've already started so they can continue to go forward.
It's the engineering on the building that has to be paid for. So.
So that's where we're at. If there's not anything else, I think we're done for the night. Does anybody else have anything?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, thank you. So we can shut that off.